Good morning, Albuquerque. It's Saturday morning again, and you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 AM, KTBL. Another great Saturday morning. We're always having, you always can tune in on Saturday mornings at 10 AM to listen to our radio show. We talk about Go Local Boom information and outcomes. Basically, what the radio show is about, what you're listening to, is you're listening to our discussions on local businesses, local organizations, and people of, who are of interest in our community doing great things in Albuquerque and really helping to make Albuquerque stand out. Any of your local businesses, organizations, or entrepreneurs, we feel like you must support them and because they make your city special, and that's why we do Go Local Boom. Go Local Boom is brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into the next dimension with our products and services. They are website design, search engine optimization, anything online marketing, rocketboxseo.com. Also, you can call at 505-280-8959. So we have a full studio this morning. I'm filling in for Sean Baccuccini. This is Vince Trujillo. And so good morning, everyone. I have a couple of great guests in here. I have a new guest host for this week only, Laura Wiles with Be a Legend. She's business coach extraordinaire and just everything else. Say hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, great. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you'll be helping us out today.
Okay, so as you can tell by the accent, I'm not originally from here.
No.
I am from the legendary place called London. Very cool place. And I've been in corporate sales for 13 years, helping companies grow, predominantly just focused on new business. And the last company, I was responsible for Europe, Middle East, Africa, parts of the US. And it was fantastic. And then I thought, why don't I bring my skill set to Albuquerque?
And we're all the better for it. So anyways, yeah, we're going to be hearing a lot about Laura here in a later segment, but she's here to co-host. She's going to be chiming in and asking some questions of our two guests today. So let's go right into it. Our first guest is Elaine Bogard. She's with Healing with Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So Healing with Elaine, tell us a little bit about what you do and how people can get a hold of you.
Yes, I am a modern day medicine woman, and what I do is I combine different healing techniques to help people feel better. My primary modality is kinesiology, and kinesiology is muscle testing. So that's basically asking the body true-false questions to kind of deduce what is out of balance in a person's body, and then muscle test the remedy to figure out what will balance it, what will strengthen the body to help them with their physical ailment. I also help with emotional and spiritual root causes of ailments. And right now, where my business is I help a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs with their business. I help with their mindset and with the subconscious, releasing those subconscious blocks that prevent people from really expanding and growing their business.
Wow, that's so interesting. So you actually combine some of the healing arts industry and you found a way to actually integrate it with helping business owners, entrepreneurs, you call them solopreneurs too. Yes. Tell us, how did you make that shift?
Well, I made that shift because my business has always been a reflection of me and who I am and where I am. And as I started growing my business, I realized I needed some help. And so I'm grateful I have healer friends that help me with my mindset. And so as I started growing and releasing these subconscious blocks, I was like, wow, I can help other women also, other business owners. And so that's kind of how that started.
Can you give us an example of a time where you've come across somebody who's had that emotional block or mindset, you know, they need to have that shifted?
Yeah, so one of the great examples is procrastination. A lot of business owners will procrastinate or feel overwhelmed with too much to do and not sure where to start or what to do first. And so with the different healing techniques that I use, it helps just clear the static out of their mind and help provide clarity for them so that they can go forward. And a lot of times procrastination is a result of fear. And so we look deep into their subconscious and figure out where the fear is kind of stuck and stagnant, and we work on releasing that for them.
You know, I can't speak enough to that. You know, we always talk about, you hear those gurus now online and on Facebook and videos, Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone. A lot of them have great business models and systems that they want people to implement, but it does all come down to mindset. And what you're saying is that actually we can help your mindset out by helping you clear out some of the blocks within your subconscious, which may be caused by emotional distress or other things from your past that are holding you back. How does the mindset or subconscious fit into what you're talking about? And how does that help people really release? I mean, is this studied before?
There are lots of different studies. Some of the healing techniques I use are emotional freedom technique, which is also known as tapping. And that's basically a pattern interrupt. So we have, for example, our subconscious is like a DVD. And so when you push a DVD into the player, you press play, the movie will play. Well, when you have children and then children get your DVD and scratch it and then you go to play it, it won't play. So just as a scratch interrupts that movie from playing, tapping interrupts those programs from running over and over in your mind. So that's what it is. It's a pattern interrupt to interrupt that from repeating, and then you're able to move forward.
So some of the patterns that actually might affect some business owners out there, solopreneurs, business owners, managers, anyone listening on the radio right now, we all have these patterns, you're saying, right, that kind of come up. Some of them may be like, fear of success. Some of them may be, give us some other examples of some of these things that it's a pattern we continuously play over and over again that prevents us from reaching our highest potential.
Right. So fear of success, fear of failure, money blocks. Like, I use muscle testing to actually test where the subconscious is for receiving financial abundance. So let's say you set a goal of, I want my business to earn or to gross $200K this year. Well, if the subconscious mind doesn't agree with what the conscious mind is saying, it's a mismatch. It's not going to happen. So that's basically where I start. So we work on figuring out where those fears are and those blocks, and then we release them.
Do you also focus on getting the mind to believe in themselves as well? Because it's great, obviously, that you focus on, identifying the blocks of the fear of success and so forth. But do you also focus on making sure they really, truly believe and see their goal and have a vision for it?
Yes. So that's part of the program that I do, is we work on clearing everything, and then we work on setting the actual visual goal and to manifest that goal. So I make sure that, again, the subconscious mind agrees with the conscious mind so that that goal can easily be achieved. So then it's like putting in positive. Once we clear it out, then we put in positive affirmations, and then everybody always has homework to do to reinforce this positive so that, now that they have a clear space, they can continue to go forward.
Right. So important this time of year. 2017, January, people are really setting their goals for the rest of the year. Businesses are looking at quarterly increases. They're looking at trying to increase their production, output, sales, whatever their goals are. You've got to realize that our own subconscious, our own mind, can actually be our worst enemy sometimes. It can be the biggest proponent for what we're doing. It can also hold us back at times. So I love that what you're doing is helping people clear out some of their old gunk, kind of like a spring cleaning, and then you come forward and we're going to add some new stuff to it. I know just from my own personal experience that every time that I've had an adjustment in mindset around something that was blocking me, that's all I really needed. If you don't have your mindset, it doesn't matter what the school tools you have around you. It doesn't matter what relationships you have. You can hold yourself back just on your own mindset. It's worked every time. And when I have people, I have a person working with me right now, when we're talking about sales goals, I tell him the only thing you really have to change is your mindset. And that's how important it is. So tell everyone listening once again the name of your business and how they can get a hold of you.
So you can find me most easily on Facebook. It's Elaine L. Bogard, Modern Day Medicine Woman. My website is www.elainebogard.com. And so that's where you can find me.
Okay, great. So are you offering any packages right now for businesses, or what do you want our listeners to know right now that, you know, for 2017, I'm setting my goals right now. I'm looking at the rest of the year. I'm already implementing some of my plans. What kind of packages, specials, offers, what do you want them to know they can come in and purchase in blocks, or do you have a menu of services?
Right. So I have, I offer 6 and 12 week, packages, transformational packages, and I call them like soul synergy with your business package, because it really is about synchronizing your soul purpose with your business and making that happen. And you need more than one session to let that happen. And so true transformation happens after multiple sessions. So I offer that. And also, let's see, February 11th, I'm going to be starting a 4-week series on healing your money story so that you can achieve financial abundance. And that will happen Saturday mornings from 10 to 12. And it's a 4-week series.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know, all of these type of programs, you really need, you can't just go in one time and get fixed. It's like business coaching, business consulting. It's like even working for your, on your own mindset with the psychotherapist or psychologist. It's going to take a while. Any kind of coaching is going to take a little while. You can't go into the gym in one session and expect your body to be different than when you started. Right. So, you know, the same thing with this kind of thing. You got to turn some of these patterns around. You got to change your mindset. And that's really changing a whole set of underlying beliefs and problems or issues that you've been perpetrating for several years, for many years. So you got to sign up for those programs, and you got to actually know that it's going to take a little bit of time. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your healing arts? We have about a minute left. I know that your business consulting side, how can they use you for your healing arts?
So with any physical ailment, I always look at the root cause. I use a holistic approach. So it's mind, body, spirit to find the root cause of any ailment. For a lot of people, it's overwhelm. It's adrenal fatigue. It's some thyroid, and all of those can easily be remedied with, herbs. And I use muscle testing to just figure out exactly what the person needs. And my clients always feel better quickly because it's really a precise art.
Okay, great. Great hearing you. Listening to Elaine Bogard with Healing with Elaine, Modern Day Medicine Woman. You can reach her at 505-218-6884. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with Affordable Solar, another great local company. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you.
Solar, really? Welcome back. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. If it's 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings on 1050 KTBL, it is the Go Local Boom Radio Show. We're listening to all things local, businesses, community organizations, and we're saying hi to all of our Facebook Live people. Actually, if you want to get on Facebook Live and follow us, we actually record these on Monday. They air on Saturdays. You can actually check in at Go Local Boom on Facebook and start following our feeds. But we just had a great last segment. We want to get right into our next guest. We have a great local solar company. I can't say enough about green energy myself. I think it's a wave of the future. And we have so many great local organizations supporting that. We're here with Scott Chasden from Affordable Solar. How's it going, Scott?
It's going great.
Great, great, great to have you in. Tell us a little bit about Affordable Solar. Why, you know, you guys are a big solar company here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A lot of people heard about you and how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you can reach me on my cell. That's the easiest, 505-239-2477. You can also go to thinkaffordablesolar.com, and you can see everything residential and commercial on solar there.
Great, great. Tell us a little bit about Affordable Solar and what separates you guys here in this market.
Great question. So Affordable Solar was founded back in 1997 by a friend of mine with David Hughes, and his vision was to create a distribution hub for solar equipment for installers. And he started out very, very small in an Airstream trailer with a laptop and a little bit of internet, and it grew to a $70 million business. We now have a gigantic warehouse here in town, and we build kits, 4 kilowatt, 10 kilowatt, 20 kilowatt kits, and we ship them to contractors in 96 countries around the world.
That is great. That's amazing.
Even NASA has one of our systems on the moon.
Wow.
Did you get your label on it? You know,
I don't know if NASA let us do that or not. I really don't. But the point being, what makes affordable solar different is that we have no middleman. Our competitors buy from us and sell to you. So we don't have the middleman. I have a low price guarantee on the same high quality equipment because I'm selling to 96 countries around the world, including to you and your business or you and your home.
So you do such great volume. Actually, you can afford to sell these products at wholesale. And you also have a retail branch, right? That's so residential can give you a call. Anyone listening right now, commercial business or a local resident can give you a call and say, hey, we're going to get some great products. You're getting such volume that you can do high quality at lower prices, correct?
That's exactly the point.
All right. So amazing growth story. I mean, I love to hear this. I know you guys are a great success story here locally and especially within the green industry. How are things going right now in the solar industry? We kind of hear about a lot of, we're having a lot of talks about energy. We have a new president coming in. There's been some good things and some things that have maybe not happened as quickly as some people would have liked within the solar industry. Where are we right now nationally and internationally?
We still have the 30% income tax credit, which is driving the industry. And I think it's driving it because there is a fear that Trump will take it away. Me personally, I don't know that I believe that. I think that that's such lower echelon. I don't believe that Trump's going to touch that. I think he's going to go after the utility scale solar first and probably drive us trying to go back to coal and other more more common fuel sources.
Right.
Even though solar is cheaper than all of them.
Right. As an energy source, do you feel that going forward, I mean, do you think it's solely dependent right now on the legislation? And how, you know, is that really what you're waiting to hear and see which direction that's going to figure out how it's going to affect your market?
I'm not waiting to hear anything. Solar right now, today, is absolutely the best thing going. For residential, I can wipe out your home electric bill completely. For a business, PNM recently went through a rate hike, and the 2A, the small commercial, got hit the hardest. So I'm right now actively looking for veterinarians, doctors, dentists, small storage places, especially the ones with the air conditioning inside. Any small business like that can have a huge effect on the bottom line by putting in solar. It's really the only line item on the P&L that you can control.
Wow, that's very interesting here. So why those particular businesses? Is that because they use a lot of energy use within their organization?
Because P&M hit them the hardest in the last rate case. The 2A, which is the small commercial, went up 18%.
Wow.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, these small businesses are looking at their P&L going, hey, what happened? And now they're starting to call me. And I can go in there, and you do not have to own the building because you can own the solar separately, especially if you have a flat roof. We don't even penetrate the roof. It's all held in a concrete block. So we can control that line item, and we can get that going. Even 501c3s are coming on board now, 501c3 being the nonprofit entities, the churches, things like that. How they work that is they designate one person or an entity, a small group within. So say it's a church. The board of directors form a small business to make electricity for the church, and then they can get not only the income tax credit, but they can get the Rule 179, 100% depreciation in the first year. And if they're outside, if there's a business outside of rural Albuquerque in anywhere in New Mexico, the USDA has a 25% grant.
Wow.
You can get a system, a complete solar system, paid for it by itself in 2.5 years.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just crazy. So, no, I'm not waiting for anything out of Washington. The savings are here now.
You kind of answered the question I was going to ask you, because there's a lot of people out there that may claim they know a lot about solar, but there may be a lot of people that really don't. They just hear, you know, all the hype and the talk about it, but they don't really know what the benefits are. So you've kind of answered the question there already. But could you just tell us a little bit more about, like, for someone like me who's, you know, international and I come here and, you know, somebody comes to talk to me about utilities and solar and why would I choose solar over any other source?
Well, there's a whole raft of reasons. I think the most popular reason is it's cheaper. You can actually get on a residence 9 to 11% return on your investment. Now, there's nothing else out there that can deliver that kind guaranteed. Now, yeah, sure, you can get 15, 20% on a high-risk investment, but you might lose everything. We have 200 years of meteorological data, so we know exactly what the weather's doing, and we know exactly what the panels do. If you could get a guaranteed 10% return on your investment, how much money would you invest?
Well, it's a good question.
Millions that I don't have.
And what I'm quite interested in, over how many years, you know, would you be invested in this?
We only calculate 25 years because that's what the panels and equipment are warrantied for. But the oldest continuously operating solar system on the planet was built in 1966 on the Ogami Lighthouse just south of Japan. It is now 51 years old, and it has been continuously operating that entire time. We have no idea how long solar panels are going to last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but more specifically, you yourself from London coming in, not knowing the utilities, not knowing much about solar, I would look for what's called a NABCEP certification, the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners. So NABCEP is to me what AMA is to doctors, ADA is to dentists, ASE is to mechanics. You wouldn't want a lube tech working on your car, would you? You'd want the ASE master tech. You'd want the guy with the certification who went out and took the test, and some third party says, yes, they know what they're talking about.
Right.
And so these folks to come along and knock on your door and say, hey, I've got the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'd raise an eyebrow and check out what they have to say.
So not all solar providers have this designation?
No, very few, actually.
Okay, so that's a great thing to know, right? Affordable Solar has this designation.
It's one of things.
What's the abbreviation?
North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners.
Oh, gosh, that's not even easy to remember. But look for the stamp or logo on websites or ask them if they're NABCEP.
There you go.
NABCEP certified.
Just ask them what certifications they have.
Right.
If they have NABCEP, we're going to be the first ones out there telling you about it. Otherwise, yeah. If you get the cold shrug and go, well, maybe that's not the person to be listening to.
Right. And now with this 18% rate hike, it's going to be something that our business listeners are definitely interested in. You know, for all those listening out in New Mexico and around Albuquerque, this is a way to actually increase your profit margins. All else staying consistently the same. They got tax credits that they're offering right now.
Correct.
That are still going on right now. It's not going to overturn anytime soon.
Well, it might. It's scheduled to go away in 2018.
Right. But, I mean, it's not going to actually something they can overturn with legislation in the first half of this year.
No. It's such a small section of the market. No.
Right. So that's something important to listen to. Affects bottom line. Something good to do. What are some of the other benefits? I mean, How long does it take to implement something like this? So, you know, I'm a supporter of green energy. I know that it's not perfect now, but the more innovations we make, the cheaper it gets, the easier it is to implement. It's going to help everyone long term. But right now, I don't know a lot about that. So I'm a business owner listening right now, and I'm like, I have no idea about costs, how it's going to affect my business. Are there any like basic guidelines? Like I'm using so much power if my, you know, a month, a kilowatt hours, or if my bill's a certain amount, which, you know, how much of a unit do I need? What kind of ballpark? Do you have any tools on your website, or talking to a salesman could quickly tell me if it's a benefit?
For a residential, yes, I can do that. You tell me your bill's $150 a month, I can generally figure out what that is off the top of my head. I mean, it's rough, but for a business, there are six different rate schedules that PNM has. Hmm. Some are time of use, some are, you know, just regular, some have demand charges, some don't. That's really needs to have somebody who is technical sales certified to get in there, dig in, and figure out what the actual impact on your bottom line is.
Right, and how would I go about starting that? So I give you a call,
mm-hmm.
I give Affordable Solar call directly, and it opens up a conversation. One of your consultants comes out.
Correct.
And what would I have to have prepared for you to look that over?
The best thing in the world to have would be the last 12 months kilowatt hour usage. So on a residence, it's on the front of your P&M bill in the form of a graph. Easiest thing in the world. Just take a picture of it and text it to me, and we can do everything right there. For a business, I would need the last 12 months history of what you've consumed. Because it depends on what rate schedule that you're on as to whether or not solar's really going to impact or not so much, or however that works out. But definitely take a look at it.
When you say there's that many rate schedules, does that mean each bill I'd be getting as a business owner has a different rate schedule depending? Or I'm on one rate schedule, which would be in my bill, and I'd be able to look at what kilowatt hour
correct.
Rate I'm paying, correct?
Well, it's more complicated than just a kilowatt hour rate, yes. But you can look at the back of the bill, and on the upper right-hand corner, it'll say 2A, 3A, 4A, whatever that is. And that'll tell you what rate schedule that is.
All right. Great, great information for these, for those of you listening right now. Check your rate schedules. Give Affordable Solar a call if you're a business owner, and they'll be able to tell you how much money they can save you. Scott, with this last few seconds that we have, anything coming up in 2017 you want people to know about Affordable Solar?
We are completely solvent, and we do not, we're not mortgaged to the hilt. And what really makes us different than anything else is that there are five businesses under Affordable Solar, not only the wholesale, but the residential, the commercial, and the utility scale, plus our PPA division. That makes us stable in the market. We're not going anywhere.
Thank you. Scott Chasden, Affordable Solar, 505-944-4220. You're listening to 1050 KTBL, and this is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. Welcome back once again. This is Go Local Boom Radio Hour on 1050 KTBL. We're having a great show today. We had Affordable Solar on. We've also had Healing with Elaine, and just some good segments. We're hearing a little bit about our local business successes and some mindset items today to clearing to a better 2017. This next segment, actually, we kind of want to touch on a few things for those business owners out there, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people of thinking about starting a business. We want to give you some tips and tricks for 2017, some ideas that are going to get your business going forward. 2017, is we're in the new year now. It's January. Everyone's doing their goal planning setting. It's funny how every January people do this, and it's like they're starting from scratch. Some of these things are things we should be doing all the time. So some of these are a little bit new ideas. We want to touch a little bit on some business planning, some 10 things that your business have to be doing in 2017. We want to start off with Laura. Laura Wiles with BeALegend.com. You can reach her at LauraWorldwide@gmail.com. That is L-A-R-A. worldwide@gmail.com. They spell things differently in Britain.
We spell things correctly in Britain.
There you go. It's the correct way. Well, correct is all relative in some cases, right? Tell us a little bit about your business, and what are some of the things that we need to be looking out for in 2017?
Okay, so my background is in corporate sales, and I've worked in business for 13 years now. And one of the key aspects of any business is you have to have a plan, whether it be, you know, a business plan, a sales plan. You need to know where you're going. You have to have direction. Without that, you're just shooting in the dark and just hoping, and guess what? It will probably fail. So you have to know your strengths, your weaknesses, opportunities and threats. So that's something that I help businesses with. I do a SWOT analysis, and we look at, you know, where they've come from, what they've achieved, where they really want to be, what they have to do to be able to get there. And I take, I literally do a whole analysis of the business, whether that be hiring, firing. You know, it's good fun. It's very interesting. but it's extremely important. Without that, that should be your number one thing.
Yeah. And you know, we're surprised all the time. Like, yeah, and I speak with business owners all the time. A lot of great local success stories. A lot of people who just made it by offering a great product or a service or a great burger or burrito, whatever it is. Were you surprised by the amount of people here in New Mexico, coming from an international background like that, that didn't actually use very much planning?
You have no idea. I was very shocked, and I saw a big gap in the market here, and I thought, hang on a minute, what is going on? You know, I've seen a lot of businesses here, that, you know, they've made it through referrals, and that's great, but what if you have one bad, you know, experience, or a client that has a bad experience, and suddenly the word spreads? Because guess what? That will spread quicker than the good word, you know. So you're right, kind of putting your eggs in one basket. And it is fantastic to have referrals, but if you base your business on that, it's not going to grow. So you may be able to sustain it, but to be able to grow and become a bigger success, you have to have that plan in place and know where you need to put your energy into.
Perfect idea. So you mentioned also what it sounds like, sales, right? So referrals is one channel that people bring in their new customers or customers. With your portion of this segment, tell me so a couple of top business planning ideas. So SWOT analysis is one that you mentioned. What's another couple within the business planning segment? And then we're gonna ask the rest of our panel to start chipping in and lead us off on what sales systems that people need to have.
Okay, so SWOT analysis, obviously you just mentioned, that's one. But you really need to know what your targets are. You have to break it down and keep it simple. A lot of people get scared by business planning because they think, oh, I don't know how to write one. I don't know what I'm doing. Keep it simple is what I say. Know how many appointments you need to make. Know how many phone calls you need to make. Know who your target market is. Mm-hmm. And don't diverse from that. Don't go into some other market hoping that you're going to start right. selling to that. You've got to focus. And even in those times, like any business, it can go up and down. Even in the down times, stay focused, have your plan, have it on one piece of paper if you have to,
right.
and have it pinned up in front of you. And you have to live it, breathe it, and have it ingrained in your DNA. And that's how I became successful. And just a quick story here. In one of the companies that I worked for in London, we had, a fantastic sales year, but it was actually the year of the recession. And I used to walk into companies and meetings and I said, recession? What recession? It's all in the mind. You know, right. people talk themselves into a recession. So I had my business plan and somebody at the beginning said, oh, I don't believe you'll do that because there's a recession. And I said, okay, that's fine. That's your belief. I don't agree. And I will prove you wrong. And by the end of the third quarter, I had done 200% of my target. So
it that's how you got to be known as the legend.
That's right. Yeah. My boss used to call me the legend. Hence mm-hmm. why I decided to start a company called Be a Legend. The URL is actually BeALegendTraining.com.
There you go.
And currently working on that website. So
right, that should be up and very soon, actually.
Yeah.
So Scott, I mean, you're working with Affordable Solar. You guys have great sales teams out there. Can you speak a little bit to that too? I mean, how do you set with your team or your other team members goals for the year? And what do you think is so important about that as far as when it comes to sales or planning, to have a plan and something that everyone agrees to and can look at?
It's easy to fail. It's sort of a default position. Mm-hmm. It's easy to sit back and say, well, it must be the economy that's causing this, or it must be the new president that is causing this, right. or it's got, and you're, mindset, just as you were saying, is so critical to that. I think the other side of it too is to also really know what the competition, what's the landscape out there? Who are you up against? What exactly are you there to overcome?
Right.
Can you, in a minute or less, tell somebody what it is that you do in a engaging way?
Right.
That is the living, breathing document within me.
Right.
What am I all about at Affordable Solar? Why do I do this?
You got to be different. You have yep. to be
have to be different.
Have to stand out.
Yes.
You have to know what your value proposition is.
Exactly.
Because if you don't know that, mm-hmm. then no one else is going to believe you. So.
You know, I recently did that, and it's funny. I've been in business with the Rocketbox SEO for the last few years, and I decided to go through a values and mission statement. And it was such a good process, actually, because it makes you revisit some things of some of the reasons why you started the business, why you're offering the products and services you're offering in the first place. I mean, why even do this?
Right.
So many business owners out there have a great passion for what they do, but they don't really articulate it. I mean, if I make a delicious burger here locally, why am I making that burger? You know, and if some people have a great story behind it, and it's always the people who have a really good business proposition and a value proposition or a good why behind what they're doing, make them successful automatically, but they should be speaking from that a lot more. So when you said, how do you speak that eloquently in a minute, you should be practicing that probably. You should be writing it down. You should be able to recite it to somebody and speak from the position of why am I doing this in the first place? What makes me different? And why am I passionate about this? So many good qualities to be able to do that.
And then also set it up so that it requires a question beyond. Mm. So if I tell you I power people's dreams, the natural response is, what? And that starts a conversation.
Right.
If I tell you, oh, I do solar because I believe in the green, wonderful.
Right. It puts people to sleep. Right? You're exactly right.
You said the key word. It's passion. See, I'm an extremely passionate person when it comes to business, and it's because I've been there, I've done it, I've seen it, I've seen people's mistakes, I've seen people's successes, and I know how to make a business get to that next level. Because I'm so passionate about it, that energy and passion then gets portrayed onto somebody else.
It conveys out.
They feel it, you know, and then it really ramps them up and they're like, yeah, let's do this. Let's have a fantastic year and let's get going on it. So.
Yeah. You know, Elaine, you've got to see it in your business too. I mean, as far as targeting, I like how you took your healing arts program and you kind of started targeting business owners and getting past blocks. So you actually used it in your own business too, kind of figuring out how do I get my business moving a little bit forward besides outside of healing arts? How can I apply healing arts to the business community?
Right. And it's so needed because we really need to help business owners and help them find their passion because when they are passionate, you know, I just say it lets their light shine and that shines upon others. And it just helps to create this kind of synergy in the world and just bringing more light.
Right. So you help them actually find that passion so they can convey it as part of their planning and decision making process. I mean, how important was it for you to target? Like when you decided to start targeting business owners, that was a plan and decision. You probably set that out in some sort of goal and timeline.
Yeah. And goals are so important, just like Laura said. If you don't have goals, you're shooting in the dark and you don't know where it's going to land. So goals are so important. And again, making sure the subconscious agrees with the conscious mind. And that's where magic really happens, is when there's that synergy, anything is possible.
Right. So, you know, we're coming up with a good little, I mean, we just kind of started free-forming this, but it sounds like, you know, business planning, processes, goals for the year, it does amount to kind of where your starting off point is. What are you passionate about? What your targets are? How are you going to convey that to your target audience, right? I mean, those are kind of the basics of business planning, aren't they?
I think also more importantly, it's essential that you have a mentor or a business coach, because it's all well and good having the passion and having the goals and having the targets. If you're not made accountable, then you may not achieve it. So you have to have that mentor and, you know, the business coach. It's like if you go to the gym, you have a gym partner, right? Because they're keeping you accountable. It's the same in business. So,
another thing, if we have just a second to touch on it, I believe networking is the number one, especially in this town. I've worked across the United States and in Puerto Rico, and I've never found networking more powerful than here.
Right.
I try to set myself up as the yellow pages. I want to meet the health practitioners, the radio personalities, the business coaches. And so people come to me all the time asking, and who do you know to paint the house, to do the plumbing, to do whatever? And when they think of solar, I'm the only one that comes to mind.
Absolutely. And that's really another key point here. Networking. We talk about it all the time, but networking is extremely important. If you go about it from the position of not necessarily I got to sell everybody I talk to, but I want to meet as many people as possible. I want to expand my circles of influence. And then you do become the go-to guy.
Exactly.
And then that one person that talks to the other person that needs your services, they'll think, hey, I got to talk to Scott. I got to talk to Laura. I got to talk to Elaine. So great points from everybody here. We're kind of winding down this segment, but this video is going to be available on Facebook Live. Also, we're going to have the podcast available usually within a week or two of this airing. So you're listening on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You can also get the podcast soon. So great panel, guys. I want to thank you all for being here. We're going to wrap this down and come back for our last segment. You're listening to 1050 KTBL, Go Local Boom Radio Hour, and we will be right back. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio Hour. We've had another successful show on KTBL 1050 AM. Great guests today. We had great guests. We had Elaine from Healing with Elaine. Tell us what you do again one more time, Elaine.
I do holistic healing.
Right.
And help entrepreneurs with their mindset and releasing blocks to help them be successful.
Yep. So healing arts along with some kind of business coaching too from releasing some of the things holding you back, mindset issues, to give her a call at 505-218-6884. Great stuff, Elaine. Then we had Affordable Solar on. We have Scott Chasden stayed on. Everyone stayed on for the whole panel today. It was great. We've had a great business talk. We've actually had some things about goal setting and business setting for the year. Scott Chasden, give us your information on how they can get a hold of you.
505-239-2477 is the cell phone on my hip. Call me up.
Yep, and that's great information on our second segment about how you can save money for residential and commercial solar. Commercial owners out there, your rates have probably gone up. Give Scott Chasen a call, and they can give you some information on how you might be able to save money. We had Laura Wiles from BeALegend.com. Laura?
Hi. Well, I'm the international division of today's panel, but
there you go. We're going local, worldwide.
That's it.
All
yeah.
In New York.
And obviously, if anyone wants to get hold of me for business planning or one-to-one coaching, yeah. sales training and development, video production as well, I offer that. Mm-hmm. My email is Lara, which is L-A-R-A. There's no U, so L-A-R-A worldwide. @gmail.com. My website is currently being produced, so it's going to be BeALegendTraining.com. Or you can reach me on my cell, which is 505-280-6439. That's 505-280-6439.
You know, and I can't speak enough. Actually, Laura is actually helping our organization, too, with some sales training and business planning. Great common sense stuff, great angles about how to look at things that you've been thinking that you've thought about thoroughly. She gives you some great angles on that, how to make it better. So give her a contact and a call for information about how she can help you. We want to actually recognize our social media person here, you know, Shelley Owings Bruce from KSB Productions. She does promotional items. She does social media. She's like a whiz. She's a member of some great women's organizations here in Albuquerque. Tell us a little bit about that. We have enough time for you to tell us about that and how they can get a hold of you, Shelley.
Like you said, I own KSB Productions, and basically we are a production company. We produce events, we produce and promote social media deals. I actually have Go Local Boom as one of my clients. Also, we're getting ready to gear up now. We are the listed production company for the first annual anniversary celebration for Polka Dot Powerhouse here this next week.
So, woohoo!
Yeah.
We love Polka Dot Powerhouse. Give
yes.
a plug to them. Tell us what they do. We've had several of their guests on. We love
yes,
them.
Yes, and you had one today as well, Ms. Elaine. Polka Dot Powerhouse, it's more than a networking group. It's actually, we create relationships with each other. It's a women's group. We do not discriminate, but there is not a lot of testosterone in the room when we gather. So, we've had one man attend and he just felt like, what did I walk into?
I'll wear the coconuts in the wig, man, if that's what it takes. Whatever works. I don't mind.
Yeah, but it's an amazing group of women. We are of the top 10% of Albuquerque who actually participate in this group. So it's a really powerful place to be when you're surrounded by polka dots.
Oh, you know, love having you on that group, and we just can't thank Shelley enough. She comes in here. She's the reason we have our Facebook Live video. She's the reason we have more engagement. She also does the social media promotion, and she's a whiz offline, too. She's a great networker. She actually brings people together. Give her a call, KSB Productions, 505-480-4835. And actually, Shelley, you actually have some upcoming events. There's a calendar of events that we like to do from time to time. That gives our community an idea of what's going on around them.
Yeah, actually what I found is the Women's March on Washington ABQ rally is the 21st of, which is actually today, Saturday. Also, Canine Cafe ABQ is today as well. Coming up the following weekend on the 27th at UNM, there's an entrepreneurial leadership program that's $99. And then also on Wednesday, the first annual anniversary for Polka Dot Powerhouse will be at Route 66 Casino.
And that's what anniversary?
First annual. Yes,
I love that.
We are 1 year old. It's our birthday party. And we're going to have karaoke and musical networking and vendors and all kinds of wild stuff and all kinds of girls. So,
well, you know, since you're not inviting a lot of men, you know, that's not the way to suggest.
Well, there will be two men in the room.
Didn't I get invited?
There is two men in the room. That's it.
Yeah. So great stuff. You know, I want to thank all of our guests today. We had just a wonderful guest. They stayed on for a nice panel segment too. Scott Chasden, Affordable Solar. We have Laura Wiles from BeALegendTraining.com. Elaine Bogard with Healing with Elaine, and our wonderful Shelley Owens Bruce, who's here every week with us, KSB Productions. KSB, you're listening to the Go Local Boom Radio Hour, and Go Local Boom Radio is brought to you by Rocketbox LLC. Launch your business into the next dimension with their suite of services, web design, search engine optimization, and all things online marketing. So great to have you all listening to us once again this week. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour on 1050 KTBL. See you next week.